Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Tehran, Iran. The Islamic State of Iran has elected a new president known as the Butcher of Tehran. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman comes to give us the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
There was a presidential election in Iran. First, the new president, known as the Butcher of Tehran, Ibrahim Raisi, has been the head of the judicial system there in Iran for a number of years, now elected as president. What are your thoughts about this new president of Iran?
Well, Raisi is a hardliner, as they say. He's of a piece with Ayatollah Khamenei, the supreme leader, the Revolutionary Guards leader. You mentioned his time at the head of the judiciary, which was nearly two decades, and he was one of the many hanging judges known for his direct involvement in the slaughter of 10,000 political prisoners in Iran in the summer of 1988. So he has bloody fingers, bloody hands, and a hand in many murders, not just inside Iran, but around the world. He is an unconditional supporter of the Iranian nuclear weapons effort. He's been calling on the current negotiating team to get something in exchange for each set time they sit down with the Europeans and the Russians and the Chinese with the Americans. And he's saying, I don't want any more of these fruitless negotiations. Either we get something from them or we just cut them off and continue to enrich uranium, which Iran has been doing recently, remember, up to 60%, which is essentially weapons-grade uranium. So he's a hardliner. We will not see any flexibility inside Iran, either on economic issues or on social issues, for sure. No political opening, no political freedoms, no freedoms for women. This is basically a return to the Dark Ages.
Ken Timmerman with the details on the recently elected president of Iran. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The Butcher of Tehran, the nickname for the newly elected president of the Islamic Republic of Iran, is the proper nickname which is describing his agenda of this Middle Eastern state, the number one enemy of Israel. Iran and its leadership have pledged to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. Psalm 83 and verse 4. Ezekiel chapter 38 and verse 5 mentions Persia, which is today's modern-day state of Iran, one of the Islamic nations destined to move to destroy the Jewish state of Israel, a prophecy that is ready to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...